Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Romans chapter 5, starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 11. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment. For we know how dearly God loves us, because He has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, He will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of His Son while we were still His enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of His Son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God. Once again, that was Romans chapter 5 verses 1 through 11 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Christian hope is different than passing happiness or feelings based on circumstances. The hope we have in Jesus is not wishful thinking or good vibes. It is a firm foundation based on the work of Christ. A Christian has been declared right with God, Paul wrote in the chapter we just read in verse 1, through the undeserved sacrifice of Jesus referenced in verses 6 through 8. We are reconciled friends of God written in verses 10 through 11. We do not fear His condemnation spoke about in verses 2 and 10. And we have peace with our Creator, as we read in verse 1. This is the foundation of our hope. And even in suffering we can rejoice, literally quote glory end quote, because we are following Jesus, and suffering with Him strengthens our character and grows even more hope as we read in verses 3 through 4. Hope doesn't mean we are always glowingly happy but that we have confidence and peace. We follow Jesus, the risen King. He is with us through the highs and lows, and in Him we will overcome. Hope is even expressed through tears, even when it hurts. Tears, hope, sharing struggles, prayer, confidence, this is what real hope looks like. That may not fit a Hallmark card or movie, but it fits exactly with the life of Jesus, and He is our example and leader. He is with us in the struggles and storms of life. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How can God's hope help you through the hard times? Where do you need God's hope in your life today? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.